I often do repeat, brethren.
I'm about to read is the key to the whole of the Old Testament, from the first verse of Genesis to the last one of Malachi. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. Will you turn to Ephesians 1 and 10 now? And the verse I'm about to read now is the key to the whole Bible. It is the ultimate, the finality, the consummation, the completeness of God's purposes. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. The next verse is our association with Christ in that headship. Verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. All our failure, whether as sinners or saints, springs from unbelief of the goodness that's in the heart of God. The brighter the light, the keener we look, for we're cleansed according to the holiness suited to God's own presence. The only time in your history and mine as believers in Christ that we can give expression to the truth that Christ and we are one is in the breaking of bread. We worship Him because of who He is. We praise Him because of what He has done. The truth is only enjoyed through meditation. That it's not what you do, but why you do it. You'll never be a Laodicean if you live in the good of the truth that Christ and we are one. Why does God want the restoration of your soul? Oh, the thought is so immense and precious. He values communion with His people. When it's the devil, it's the tempter. When it is Satan, it is the adversary. When it is the serpent, it is his subtlety. Never allow in our individual lives anything that the conscience and the Word of God condemn, because to do so is to lose strength in the path of faithfulness to the Lord. God hasn't given us the truth simply for our intellect, that we may display our knowledge. He's given us the truth in order that we might walk in it. Read the Word of God until you're so saturated with it that you think in the language of Scripture. Then by a walk with God in communion by the Spirit, He'll give you the right word to use when the enemy attacks the truth.
The most wonderful truth in the Bible that I've ever discovered in all my life is this, that God has become a man in the person of Christ, took a life not subject to death, but capable of it, took a life capable of suffering. Why? In order that the heart of God might be known. In order that our sins might be put away. Ah, how precious that is. How blessed that is. Only once in all eternity. And he'll never let a trial come into your life and mine, but that which is in the purposes of his love to do us good at our latter end. Three times over in the gospel, it says, "These things write I unto you that your joy may be full." In the 15th chapter of John, it's fullness of joy through obedience. In the 16th chapter, it's fullness of joy through answered prayer. In the 17th of John, it's fullness of joy through communion with the Father in the known and enjoyed relationship of a child. No saint of God ever walked with God and then at the end of his life said, "I wish I hadn't done."
In Romans, the mercy seat is the propitiation. In John, it's the person that is the propitiation. It's himself. He is the propitiation for our sins. You'll always find, always, that what is a present work of God by the Spirit is always the one that is opposed by the enemy. Always.
The heart and will of God is the source of every blessing. It's not what we know that makes us happy. It's what we enjoy. And our whole life is the fruit of what we think about and pursue after as an object. We each get as much of Christ as we want. And our lives show how much we want. The Bible is the only book in the world that is a revelation of coming glory. And the only book that will tell you to lay up your treasure in heaven. Are you doing it? A map shows you the next step to take. The light shows you where the path ends.